One of the greatest things about this show is that we are always searching for the highest level of social decorum. America Weekend shall start right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A couple of special guests this hour. First up, Thunder Levin. He is the screenwriter of not the first, of not just the second, but yes, of all three Sharknado movies. Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No, is about ready to attack America and the world. And the man who took the idea and took pen to paper and created Sharknado will be here with us. So get your chainsaws ready and get your B-level actors ready as well. It should be a joy. Christina Staffo will be by and we will chat with Thunder. And then another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Wouldn't it be funny if Mark was reviewing Sharknado 3? Oh, hell no. I don't think he is. We'll have to wait and see. After that, the worst foods to eat in the car. Not because they're bad for you, but because they're bad for the car. They're messy. It can ruin the entire trip. We'll have them and you'll want to know what they are. And then our other special guest of the hour, voice actress Caitlin Diaz. She is Riley in the latest Disney Pixar hit, Inside Out, which is in theaters all over the country right now. And if you have kids, they are wanting to go see Inside Out. And we'll chat with the voice of Riley, Caitlin Diaz. And we start things off this hour with, and we kidded around about it in the tease, but it really isn't all that funny. Certain levels of social behavior and of social decorum have fallen just so low. And as a parent, you want to just be able to speak out and stop things when they happen, but sometimes your wives get in the way and say don't. Case in point, last weekend, we decide to take our son to a Mets game in New York. So we are on the Long Island Railroad, which gets you from Midtown Manhattan out to Citi Field in Queens if you don't want to take the subway. So there we are. And it's, you know, it's more expensive. It's a commuter railroad. So you expect that it will be a nice, peaceful ride. Three morons decide to get on the train as well. And one has a bag wrapped around a can, which means he's not drinking Coca-Cola, which means he's drinking alcohol. And he did not look 21. Do the people on the train, does the conductor care? Of course not. Just give him a ticket that you can do whatever you want. The woman took the ticket and walked away. This guy was the most annoying, loud, obnoxious moron I've encountered in quite a while. And, you know, at first it was, hey, let's go Mets, let's go Mets. And then he started pinpointing and creating conversations with people on the train, very loud. How old are you? Do you remember when this happened to the Mets? Do you remember that player? And, you know, a couple of people, okay, fine, they got into it. But some people were very, very shy. Maybe shy is not the right word. But very reticent to engage in a loud conversation with a drunken moron on a train. And he had his two friends that laughed at everything he said. And then all of a sudden, the F-bombs start flying. And isn't it interesting how that word, think about when you grew up, that was the word. You hear it now conjugated in every way, shape, or form, from 50-year-olds down to 12-year-olds. So he wanted to create a chant using that word and another team. Well, he used the word twice. I looked at my wife and said, he says it again. I'm going to say something. And she looks at me and she grabs my knee and she says, don't. I could tell that there were other small kids on the train. Mine was 12. He's heard that word. Of course, he doesn't live in a bubble. All right. We understand what living in 2015 in this country means. But do you really have to hear that? I gave in to what my wife asked me not to do. I wasn't going to go up there and hit the guy. I just wanted to say, hey, there were kids on the train and there were women on the train, too. How about just taking it easy until we get there? Or even asking a conductor, can you stop this? I don't think they would have. Fortunately, he didn't use the word again, and we arrived at the ballpark, and that was the end of it. But it just goes to show, we don't respect each other the way we should, nor do we respect social situations anymore. And for that, that's a shame. Stay with us. Thunder Levin is up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Where did the idea for YouTube originate? The popular version is that it came over dinner, but here's the true story.
Chad Hurley, Stephen Chen, and Javed Karim started a site to help people share videos for online auctions.
But things didn't go the way the founders planned.
People were posting videos of anything and everything. What did the trio do?
Nothing. They just sat back and watched.
Now billions of YouTube videos are watched every day, and the founders sold the business to Google for nearly $2 billion.
What's their secret? Get started, then let your customers show you what to do next. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bye-bye!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if you're a guy, would you marry a tall woman? And vice versa, if you're female, would you marry a short man? Well, here's the adaptive science of it. The answer, just right up front, is probably, actually, likely, no. That vast research organization Yahoo found that only 23% of men would consider dating a woman taller than they are, and women, well, they're even bigger snobs. 96% said they preferred not to date a shorter man. This may be the result of some brain wiring, perhaps even a bias that has developed over thousands of years. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you're a tall female or a short male, about your only option is flats or lifts. And if the rejection is getting to you, well, send me an email and I'll help you cope. You know where to find me, drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.